Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve, where we look at the most important market drivers for this coming week and for investment insights beyond the consensus. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Let's kick it off with our key market takeaway. We face a weakening broader US economy that is sustained by CapEx to build out AI and power infrastructure. In the next few minutes, I'd like to share our takes on a headline-heavy week, what's on the radar for next week, and how we are positioning portfolios. Here is what mattered most last week. Headline US job gains on Friday came in below expectations. But the main news was that the revisions to May and June were substantial. The prior reported strong job growth for May and June turned out to be illusory. Another data point that the US economy is slowing. Also on Friday, President Trump dismissed the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, quoting a political bias in the number. The degree of payroll revisions is certainly problematic. They are a key input to Fed policy. But at the same time, the circumstances of the dismissal could undermine trust in the independence of US institutions. This could pressure the term premium and the long end of the curve. Also on Friday, Adriana Kugler resigned from the Fed. This gives President Trump the opportunity to appoint a new member who could also serve as a shadow chair until Powell's end of term in May 26. And lastly, strong secular momentum from AI continued. Meta and Microsoft both increased their AI capex. So now US hyperscaler capex amounts to 1% of US GDP. So all this data from last week shows a dichotomy between the broader economy and a small part that is at the center of innovation. For a broader cyclical recovery, we now need the Fed to cut. And here's what we expect for the week ahead. The week will be light for macro releases, though the initial jobless claims on Thursday will now be more closely watched following the disappointing non-farm payroll numbers. On the earnings side, we expect next week to continue with the positive earnings and revenue surprises, similar to what we have seen with the two-thirds of companies in the S&P that reported thus far. And lastly, we anticipate the trade uncertainty to continue. Friday's punitive tariffs on a range of nations, including India and Switzerland, mean that outcomes remain fluid, and deals with Mexico and China are still pending. So here's what we advise on the investment side. We expect more macro volatility for both US equities and fixed income as trade details, Fed composition, and Fed policy remain under review. But we expect the Fed to cut in September, and we see the volatility as an opportunity to position in equities exposed to structural transformation, China tech, and European quality, as well as investment-grade US corporate bonds and agency mortgage-backed securities. Thank you for listening. Stay well and stay ahead.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.